Ladies and gentlemen, here is the vice chairman of the Toronto Argonauts. Here's Michael Pinball Clemens. You look beautiful. How are you, Pinball?
Bobcat, how you doing?
How are you doing in these pink high heels? Look at this. What in the name of...
Oh, wow.
What is this?
Oh, that was in support of a women's shelter. So men were putting on heels to walk a mile in their shoes. And so we put on heels and we walked a mile. And so, yeah, so extremely uncomfortable. But I think that was the whole idea. Because when you're in an abusive situation as a woman, and you're in that kind of situation, it is not just uncomfortable, it is absolutely unreasonable. And we want to do all we can as men to show that we're behind this cause as well.
Here, and we endorse that and support that 100%.
Lovely cause. Pink high heels don't work.
No, they don't.
How do women do that with the heels all the time?
You know what? Listen, I tried to walk.
It is impossible.
I couldn't straighten my legs out.
No.
So hold on. You're saying this like you got some knowledge of this.
Well, we all have our dark side, you know.
I did it for the first time, yes, in support of... But when was your first time?
No, I never have, but I'm sorry. I mean, sorry. Well...
There's no photographic evidence that you have, is what you're telling us. Is there?
I remember as a kid, you know, and I think we probably all have done this, as a kid, trying on my mom's high heel shoes. Under whatever, just as like, and go like, this is stupid. And I was always conscious of that. I still, to this day, my wife is, well, you know, Christina, and she loves the high heels, the high, you know.
Yes.
And I don't
she
know.
She looks good in them, too.
Well, for the price you pay.
Yes.
But I said, you can't be comfortable in those. How do you walk in those?
And they
prance around like they're wearing tennis shoes.
It's amazing. And it's the fact that, you know, as a guy, you say, listen, why'd you choose those shoes today? You know, we're going to be walking, you know, that kind of thing. Because you want them to feel good and be comfortable in that kind of thing. And in your mind, you're thinking, this is uncomfortable. But I had no idea how uncomfortable. Right. Yeah,
here are the things that guys don't understand about women. And there's a lot of
things. What time are we going to be off the air? We're done at six, right?
No, but here's three. High heels. We don't get how you walk in high heels. Pantyhose.
Mm.
What is that? Like, how do you tolerate pantyhose?
You know, I asked the same question. As a player, I couldn't wear tights. You know how I got? They wear
Did you wear pantyhose underneath your...
No, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it? Huh?
No.
Some guys do,
feel.
Though,
yeah,
right?
They do now.
Yeah. Well, even when I was younger, when you're playing hockey and we actually played outside and it was actually cold,
yes.
Like we didn't wear actual pantyhose, but we had these things that were kind of like, they're made for guys, but they really were pantyhose,
yeah,
to try and keep warm. It was like a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
And bras, I don't understand that. How do you walk around in one of those things all day?
All I can say is you're right. We don't understand all
three. Yes, and we never will, and we'll go to our graves not having figured that out.
All right, so I invited you here today. I rarely invite people to this show. The producer usually does that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could be here to talk about the Toronto Argonauts on the as they get ready for a playoff berth.
Here? Well...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, and a big game coming up this weekend with the Alouettes, and then
416-341 Argo. By the way,
all right. Took a little longer than I expected for you to get that one out.
Yes.
there are a lot of different reasons why I could invite you, but none of them are the reason. This past spring, Michael invited me to a dinner that he holds annually, called the Africa Gala. And I didn't know too much about it. I knew it was a fundraiser, but I didn't know too much about it. And we went, and we had a lovely time there. And I wanted to take a couple of minutes for you, and I know you're not prepared, but I know you're always prepared. Because I didn't tell Michael why he was here. He doesn't know that this is the reason. I wanted you to take a couple of minutes and talk about not just the foundation, but what... the objective of the foundation is, the project that you and your wife have undertaken, well, the whole family has undertaken with the building of schools.
Well, thank you very much. And wow, this is amazing. We went to Uganda the first time, and we the first time we went to Africa, and we were on a different project. And we went this time, and it was different. And Uganda the first time was great, and we actually helped to build a an operating room for a hospital in Uganda. But when we went this time, we saw something different. Your heart just bleeds when you go. But this time we went, we actually saw a community that was coming together. It wasn't all of the bad stories, because you seem to go over and get all the bad shots to say how bad it is. This was a community that was really coming together, a community that was starting to thrive. And what happens is the school is built, and it becomes the center, the hub of the community. And from there, the kids don't just get an education, but the parents come and they learn skills on what you need to do to stay healthy, right? So they try to keep them healthy first, just keep them alive first. So instead of trying to teach them a micro business when, you know, they may get sick from, you know, a waterborne illness, they teach them. So there are seven skills specifically that they taught them in Kenya, where we were there, and they make it native to whatever habitat they're in.
Right.
And when I say they, we've teamed up with Free the Children for this project, and these young brothers are amazing. They're from Aurora, just up the road. And so we at the time found out about them, and we had committed to build two schools. And so we built two schools. We went to check it out. And when we got there, it was absolutely phenomenal. And someone on the trip said this that really kind of puts the trip in context. They said, they have less and smile more, and we have more and smile less. So while we do go and feel like we have something to give, we have a whole lot to get as well. One of the neat things is you can go over and take a part of the bill. So it's not only building a school, but you can actually go over and take part, not just in the funding of it, but actually taking part in the build of the school and what's going on. So it was a lot of great, really smart touch points for us. It really made sense. And so we made this larger commitment to build 131 schools over the next 5 years, because what they're doing is they're going in and building communities, not to the point that they're just surviving, but thriving, and they're becoming self-supportive. So they go through, and yes, they're educating the next generation, but through there, they are communicating with the community itself. So they're not saying this is how you do it. They're saying, this is your culture. You tell us how to do it. And we're going to see how so they use products that are from the native habitat. So they fund and they don't give unreasonable funds. So they don't go in and throw their money around. They go in and they give what is customary in terms of an honest day's pay in that culture. They use all of the products, the materials that are native to that habitat. So if something goes wrong, how do we do this? How do we replace it now? So they've learned from, you know, a lot of people doing good things, and they've involved the people that are native to the communities in the process. And so with that, they're actually coming up with their own solutions, and you're helping to facilitate. So what they're getting is education for the next generation, mm-hmm. but keeping this generation healthy, and not only keeping them healthy, but also having them being able not just to survive, but thrive. You know, the lady, you know, several ladies we talked to, but the one lady had her little store, and we actually bought some items from her little store. And we think of a store. I mean, we're in a beautiful building here. There's the store. It was made from a mud hut.
A shack.
Yes. And it was shorter. A shack is actually too big.
Yeah.
Right. So this little thing, like, I actually have to duck to go in. Right. So just a little store. But it was enough for them to eat twice a day and have tea. Right. Another time. And so this is what's going on. So they're going in and they're building these communities, and these communities are becoming self-sustaining because they also work along with the government. So for every time you build a school. Now, a school is a classroom. It's an oversized classroom.
Yeah. We're not talking about anything fancy.
That's
here,
right.
Ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
Right.
We're talking about a very simple, basically four. It's a one room schoolhouse.
That's right.
It's literally four walls and a roof.
Yes. But very well constructed.
Yes.
Right. So and so built to last, but very well structured. And neat little things. There are a couple of hundred girls that are coming to school in this area, right? So there were actually about 10 buildings, 10 classrooms that were built on this one site that we visited. And there are a couple hundred girls that are coming to school simply because they don't have to fetch water, because they have a little catchment system where they've hooked along the top and they catch rainwater. And so now they can take water home with them. And so it's simple things. It's sort of, instead of going in and say, you know, this is what you do, we're learning from them, and it's great.
Bob McCown, Doug Smith, Michael Pinball Clements. We've been talking a bit about the Michael Pinball Clements Foundation. And you have another dinner coming up.
We do.
March the 4th.
March the 4th, yes.
Is there another dinner coming up?
Is it March 4th, March 3rd?
March 3rd?
March 3rd.
Sorry,
yes,
March 3rd.
Yes, okay, good.
Okay.
Excellent. So March 3rd.
And the same theme, Africa, same theme?
Actually, the theme this year is blueprint. So the idea is building.
Okay.
So we do build a home every year here in the Toronto area for Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
So I believe in building inside out. So the basic concept of our foundation is that life doesn't get better for all of us until life for the most marginalized gets better.
Here.
And so that is the concept of it. And so our theme was to raise the floor, right? Raise the basic level of access for everybody, so everybody has a higher starting point. We always talk about shooting through the stars. We're going to have our share of superstars, Mr. McCown, which you know, you are the best in the business. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here. You're awesome, man. But having said when we raise the floor, right, then we're going to have more stars ultimately. But raising that basic level of access. So that's what we do, and that's what we're about. And the Blueprint Gala this year, Mark, you can go to the website, mpcf.ca, and if you want to check out details about it.
Okay. So the agenda is to build a total of 131 schools.
Yes.
In Kenya, Sierra Leone, Ecuador, India, China.
That's right. Yes,
I didn't miss anything?
No, you got it all. We actually did some help in Haiti, for obvious reasons as well, which we didn't intend on initially. But yes, those are our focus, those five countries.
Okay, so I've been at this radio station since day one.
Yes.
I've been doing this 35 years now.
Yes.
This radio station has never done a Christmas promotion. Interestingly enough. And, you know, many radio stations will do things for Christmas where they'll invite the listeners to contribute, either bring toys or bring money and help people at Christmas time. And for whatever reason, and I don't know why, but this station never has done that. And going back to March of last year, I go to this dinner with Michael, and you know, he speaks so passionately about it. And it was this project kind of grabbed me, and I think mainly because I felt as though we could get to the point with a project like this where the educational process in places like Africa can make the people of Africa self-sustaining. We can give them food, we can give them medicine, and I'm not saying that that's all covered now, but that process is ongoing. But if you keep giving, it's a never-ending give. It will never end.
But if we educate, subsist and not assist.
Right. If we educate, then we allow them to be in a position to support themselves and to make their lives better. And this seemed to me to have a sustainable future. So, we're going to have a Christmas promotion this year, Pinball, on this radio station. And with your permission, our project between now and December 25th is to raise as much money as we can to help you build schools in Sierra Leone, Kenya, Ecuador, India, and China. We are going to get our listeners to contribute. We are going to get our sponsors to contribute, our friends, our corporate partners, and everybody that we can to give as much as they possibly can. And it might be a few dollars. It might be a lot of dollars. And we're going to start building some schools, and we're going to build as many as we can between now and December the 25th. What do you think of that? Now we're going to need your help, because you, there's no better salesman than you. There's no better salesman than you on you. But so we're going to need you to help us out and come in here at some point and help us put this thing together. And we've got this. Everybody's sitting and waiting. Here we've been waiting since we were hoping you would come in Monday, because Monday was the 25th, and we're going to do 2 months.
Yes,
but we got 8 weeks to pull this thing off. We think our audience, this radio program reaches a million people. Mm. We think our audience will respond. In fact, my cell phone's ringing now. Somebody is responding.
My goodness,
we think that our audience will respond, and we're going to start building some schools.
You gave me enough time to talk again. I needed a minute. My eyes welled up with water. Understand, I'm a guy. They're not tears. It welled up with water. But man. I feel like I'm in a locker room again. Man.
All right,
I'm fired up.
and I don't know, you know, we're going to sit down and talk over the next few days and put this plan together. By the middle of next week, it's going to be on the air. Our people are all going to talk about it, and we're going to start pushing the peanut. And I mean, just off the top of my head, it doesn't have to be a lot. Maybe it's something like add up the number of people that you give gifts to at the holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah gifts or Christmas gifts. Maybe you take $10 from each of those gifts. Right. You buy 5 gifts a year, you buy 10 gifts a year, take $10 off from those and make a donation on their behalf to this. Make it work, make something happen. And it's sustainable, it's lasting. All charities are worthwhile. This one is as worthwhile as any of them and better than many. And we're going to try and make this happen for you.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to say, we don't have any employees for our foundation. So there's nobody that takes a salary. Everything goes towards, we do have one expense, and we had to get a good lawyer because I'm a little bit of a public figure, our executive director said, and they pro bono most of their work, but the lawyer's going to get something from you. So and maybe after this, right, they're going to hear this and they're going to feel guilty too. Yeah. The money does go right back to the place and the people who are building the schools. Over 90% of their dollars go straight to building or doing what they do. And for us, we've made a special concession. So 100% of what we do is going straight. So the money you give will go directly.
And remember, $8,500 builds a school.
$8,500 builds a whole school.
It's not a huge amount of money.
It is not. No.
And I don't know how many schools we can build, but we're going to try and get you as close to 131 as we can get.
The interesting thing to me is the sense of community you get from anything that Michael's involved with. Like, I know there are, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people listening right now, but in my business, I interact with a lot of people. And I know if they're urged to support a worthy cause, they do. And it's going to be very interesting to me that the Joe Blows out there driving in their car, listening now, or sitting in their office, listening now. This is something they need to get around. I'm a huge proponent of education, a huge proponent of African assistance. Rather than, you don't give them stuff, you teach them stuff. And this is a way, like Bob said, to let people improve their lives for generations, not just a one-time thing. And I think the people out there who just live their lives need to get behind this. And this is a great venue for it, a great avenue, the media. Yeah. Being able to do something this publicly in such a prominent program.
We're built on 4 tenets. The first 2 are to build kids. The other 2 are to support kids. So we support kids who are struggling with health issues, right, or who don't have resources. The under-resourced, we say not poor, because there are many poor people who are rich and many rich people who are poor. And the other 2 are what we build, builds a great community, a great society, and that is character and education. And so those are the 4 tenets that we stand for. And character and education, Martin Luther King had a great quote that said, love without power is sentimental and anemic. He said, power without love is reckless and abusive. He said, power at its best is love. The 2 are synonymous. And for me, education is power, right? And character is love. Those 2. If you get education without character, you get a greed-induced recession, right? If you get character without education, you don't get innovation, you don't get progress. And so that's what we believe in. And this is, I don't know how I can thank you. I was actually getting ready to pitch you because, all this time, people don't know your heart, Mr. McCown. They don't. You got this wonderfully generous heart. We don't want to let people know about that, too. So I'm not even going to say it out loud too much, but I was going to ask you if you would be the spokesperson person this year for our gala. Now you have come, and outdone me. You've one up me, and I don't.
Well,
know
we're
what
still
going to
gonna have the gala, but hopefully we yes. That'll be extra money.
That okay, and so you'll be the spokesperson for that too.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
Okay,
you know that.
Okay,
I'm not a big public speaking guy.
No, you're not going to have to say anything.
Comfortable.
You're not
going
to have to say anything.
You need,
Yeah. So.
By the way, I have as
not
anybody
a big
who
public speaking guy.
Any well,
best radio guy in the country.
No, but this is
I don't like to talk. Really,
yeah,
this is
really
and I'm not a nice guy. I'm not a nice guy, and I don't talk.
Yes,
really, trust me. I'm not a nice guy, and I don't speak well. Come on.
I have a BlackBerry, and I never use it, and almost nobody has my BlackBerry number because I'm just not a cell phone guy.
Yeah.
So there's like literally there may be 10, 15 people in the world that have my, I don't even know what the number is of this thing. It has been buzzing since we started talking. Mm-hmm. And people are lined up already making donations here. So I want you to know that we're going to make this happen and that we're going to make this happen seriously. Before we let you go, I just want to give this to you. I owe you something, and you don't open it.
Okay, no.
I owe you something, and I've owed you that for a while. And I want you to understand that the reason you're getting it today is because of this.
Wow.
I hope it all kind of fits a little bit.
Yeah, the shoe fits, and I think that's a theme from earlier today.
All right, you look beautiful in pink.
There you go.
If you had the high heels on, you'd be perfect.
Wow, this is a... Ooh, I love you squared now.
Thanks for coming in, pal.
All right, thank you so much,
pal. So we're going to be talking a bit over the next few days.
Yes,
hopefully.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what to say.